coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you. All of us remember our first day at the races and trying to read the program. Might have felt something like this.
ZVBXRPL. I had that same horse when I had my eyes examined.
We're going to talk to a man who's a harness racing lover, a harness horse owner, and a computer executive who wants to make handicapping a lot easier for the newcomers. That's next on Trot Radio. Dave Vickery is not only a lover of this sport, he's also a horse owner and a very successful businessman in the high-tech industry, and he joins me on the other end of my line. Dave, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm.
One of the biggest obstacles, and we've talked about this in the past, to attracting new fans to the track is?
The race program.
Why is that?
Well, let me give you an example. Last Sunday, I was actually at Rideau Carlton, and I invited five new friends to come out and try my my horse racing selections. Anyway, I invited them out to the track, and they'd never been before. Actually, one had. And so we came out for dinner, which was great. Rideau Carlton has a great dinner. And went to bet on the horse races. And so I put the race program in front of them, and I put my picks for the night in front of them. And they basically said, you want me to learn a whole new language as well as bet on the horse races?
are these people from the high-tech sector?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it funny that somebody who can read computer code would have a hard time trying to figure out a race program?
Not when you look at how quickly they have to do it. So they had never been to the races before, and now they have to figure out what all the symbols mean, what all the math means, which things are important, which things aren't, that kind of thing.
Now, you have a solution to getting around the intricacies of the racing program. You've come up with some software that might make it a little easier for newbies.
Yeah, it does a couple of things. First, it predicts the outcome of the horse races, and it uses some very, very sophisticated software to do that. But more importantly, it predicts what people are going to bet on. So now you can start to produce return on investment bets and value bets where the new person can say, and in fact this happened on Sunday, they'd say, well, I kind of like a long shot, Dave. What long shot do you have? And it'll say, okay, the value bet is the 7 horse. And so that's as much information as they really need. They went up and they bet more, actually, because they had that information than they would have if they had to look at the program.
Even though you and I and most of the people that tune into this show have been to the track for much of their lives, we all had a first-time experience, and reading the program was like Greek to all of us the first time we went to the track.
In the middle of the evening, one person actually confessed to me. He said 10 years ago he had come to the track and he had wagered, and he thought by the end of his experience that day that it was completely random.
Well, you know, there are some nights. So tell us how things are progressing with this software.
The software is pretty well ready to go, and I'm actually talking to some investors and Standardbred Canada about make it generally available for all of the Canadian tracks.
I know that this has been attempted before. There have been companies that have attempted to have almost racing program for dummies. None seem to have caught on. Why do you think this will be different?
There's a couple of reasons it's different. In and of itself, it's different because it's giving you what I call value or return on investment. So everyone likes to win, but everyone likes to make a little bit of money more. The value and the return on investment allows the new person to do that.
It smacks of thoroughbred handicapping jargon, which is not in and of itself a bad thing, Dave. To be honest with you, I think the guys on the T-bred side do a very good job of dissecting data for their patrons. You've got some interesting ideas on what is happening with online gaming. Most of us know that, for the most part, online gaming, particularly the offshore type where people can book their bets, is taking food off our table in the industry. Where do you see this going?
Yes, it absolutely is. So let me give you some numbers around what it's taking off. So in the U.S., where it's absolutely illegal, it's still bringing in $6 billion a year.
Wow.
So that's money that is not coming to the legalized sports. The Canadian handle for harness racing in general is $500 million. So what I'm really saying is there's a huge, huge opportunity if we can put the proper product online to take some of that $6 billion back. There's also a huge, huge threat. And the huge, huge threat is that the government, and they are starting to figure it out, the government figures out how to tax online gaming. And it's happening in a couple of states. It's happening in British Columbia, and it's happening in Quebec. As soon as they figured that out, The next thing they're going to figure out is there's very little cost to taxing that, so they're going to support that, and they're going to advertise that, and they're going to market that, and that ultimately, to me, is the downfall of horse racing.
Not if we get in on the action.
That's right. That's the only way we survive. So presentations that I've put out recently say exactly that. Get on the internet or drop out, one of the two.
It would seem like a natural, because I've always believed that the interest in horse racing is still there. We just haven't made the product available in this new age.
That's right. And there's 2 points to that. Number one, you have to really look at what available means. What available means is in someone's hand whenever they want it, 24 hours a day, at their desktop. And also it means in a form that's as easy to use as any other internet product. So I can, if you look at what, in the gaming industry itself, what really sells, it's not bridge, for example, it's poker. The games that come with the simpler support and the easy to use and easy to learn.
So when do you think this new software program of yours is going to be coming on the market?
I would like to see it within the next 6 months.
Well, best of luck with it. Anything that can help our game, especially from somebody who understands the computer age and who's from that area and who loves harness racing, you are welcome with open arms, sir.
Thank you very much.
Dave Vickery, we wish him the best of luck. Nice guy, smart guy. We need a few more of those. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Borg Communications.